Hello, my name is Ethan McVeigh, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Thursday, December 25th. Merry Christmas! Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Luke 22, 39 through 71, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke 22, starting in verse 39. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." Then, seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow is with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I do not know what you were talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." My devotion is titled, Christmas in the Garden. If you could spend Christmas Day anywhere in the world, where would you go? Who would be with you? Would you walk to the Rockefeller Center at night to see the massive tree in New York City? Would you travel to Leavenworth, Washington, to see a small town transform into a winter wonderland with over 500,000 lights? Or might you travel abroad to a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France? Today, we will visit an uncommon Christmas destination, the Garden of Gethsemane. Unfortunately, we don't spend every Christmas at our dream destination, or in the way we want. Christmas can be lonely, difficult, or somber. This Christmas, we spend time in the Garden of Gethsemane in order to remember this. Jesus has experienced the hardship of the garden on our behalf. For Jesus, the Garden of Gethsemane seems to be one of his hardest challenges and one of his most painful nights. As Jesus and his disciples walk to the garden, one disciple is betraying him. As Jesus prays so anxiously that he sweats blood, the disciples sleep. As Jesus is taken away, Peter denies him. The elders and teachers of the law, who should celebrate him as the Messiah, instead condemn him to death. Beginning in the garden, Jesus is abandoned by his disciples, his closest friends, and his people. When you feel hardship this Christmas day, remember that Jesus knows how you feel. He loves you. His Spirit is with you even now. Whether you accidentally burn the turkey dinner, get upset with a family member, or grieve the absence of a loved one, Jesus identifies with you in your struggles. Remember the true joy of Christmas. Christ has come into the world. He understands you and me. He wants to be close to us and to have a relationship with us even now. The Garden of Gethsemane reminds us that Jesus empathizes with us in our pain and that through his death, he will restore us. Revelation 21:3-4 says, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." We all look forward to the day when Jesus, who suffers alongside us in this life, will heal us in the next. When God will again dwell among us and we will be his people, he will then wipe away every tear and there will be no more pain. On that day, we will not have Christmas in the Garden of Gethsemane, but we will have Christmas in a restored creation like the Garden of Eden. So join me in celebrating this Christmas in the garden and in looking forward to the next. Would you pray with me? Lord, we confess the ways that we are hurting to you. Emmanuel, God with us, we ask that you would help us to feel your nearness this Christmas. Thank you for identifying with each of us through every season we walk through. Help us to look forward to your return and our full restoration. Amen.